Jay, obviously Martellus is back today.
Yeah.
What do you sense is the key for him in getting caught up with this offense with what he's made?
Just time. Just time. Him working with Frank and Adam and me, just hearing the lingo, learning the technique we want him to use. But he's super smart. I mean, it's going to come pretty quickly. I mean, he was out there doing some plays that, you know, we were going to hold him back from, but he picks things up so quickly.
What communication did you have with him while he was away, and could he pick up any of that stuff from you?
Yeah, I think he wanted to be here. All of us kind of reached out to him at certain points throughout the offseason. He wanted to be here, but there's a business side to this, and he feels passionate about his position. So it is what it is. We're happy he's here right now, and continue to work with him when he's here.
How do you feel about where you're at in the offense right now, Jay, as opposed to that first mini camp in April when you guys were?
I feel better. I feel a lot better. I think it's coming along. Not for sure where we want to be, but we're moving in the right direction. Guys are putting in a lot of time on the field, off the field, in meetings, a lot of study time. So it's moving along.
How about you? What's different for you at this point from a year ago?
I'm comfortable with these guys. I've known some of these coaches, throughout my career. They've had a lot of success in this league, and they're trying to bring it here. So I feel good about it. I think we got a great group of players on the field right now, offensively, guys that mesh together, and we're just trying to put it together.
Jay, what's your relationship specifically been like with Adam Gase since he took over?
It's been good. A lot of communication, because we're trying to hit the fast forward button on this a little bit. I've been reaching out to him. He's been reaching out to me. Just kind of trying to go through reps on the field and then talk about it as much as we can off the field so that we can play the play a few times and move on to another one.
You become better at picking up new offense? Kind of. Have you found that there's a key to doing it?
Yeah, I think you got to try to forget the last one as quickly as possible and just wipe the slate clean. So maybe I've gotten better at that over the years, maybe not, but I just know. I feel great about the offense that we're in right now. I know the guys like it, the receivers like it. Marty's going to love it once he gets involved with it. So we just got to keep heading the direction we're going, keep studying, because we're not where we need to be yet.
Jay, when Eddie Royal broke into the league, what jumped out at you when you first started working on him?
Hard worker, extremely hard worker. I remember the first mini camp, or the first OTA, he was on field two because we split up fields, and he came over to field one with us, and we'd break the huddle, and you'd see him looking down. I was like, what's he doing, man? So he came back, and I grabbed his arm, and he kind of had written down all the plays and what he had for each route, and that just tells me it's important to him. He doesn't want to mess up. He wants to come out here and do the right things, and that's still the same to this day. He's pulling the quarterbacks aside and making sure that he's doing things the right way. He knows his hots. He knows his routes, and I think he's got his football IQ was smart back then. It's gotten better. He knows soft points and coverages. He knows how to get open.
Has it also made things easier with the new playbook, the new coaches, to have so many of the same guys back with you?
Yeah. I don't have to worry about getting to know certain guys and how they like the ball and what they're good at and what they're not good at. I know these guys, and we can just kind of concentrate on the offense with Adam and getting all the terminology down and splits and some of those little things.
How different is this wide receiver crew going to be without Brandon out there? Do you notice? I'm assuming you notice it right away.
Yeah, it's a little shorter. The crew's a little shorter, but it's good guys. Alshon, I think he's having a heck of a camp. Eddie's solid every day. I think Q's back on track to where he was last training camp, progressing every day, making big plays for us. So we're confident with this group. We're kind of feeling out who 4 and 5 are. Kevin's doing a good job for us, picking up the offense. He's got a bright future in front of him as well.
One of the questions was, can Alshon be the big-time number one? Have you seen enough to...
Yeah, I don't see why he couldn't. He makes big plays for us. He knows the offense. He's a big target. And I think more importantly, that's the guy he wants to become. He wants to become a number one every day out here, and he's taking the proper steps.
What about leadership-wise?
He's always been a quiet guy, but I think anytime you put on a film or anytime you see him work in the weight room, on the field, you can't deny that. And I think it inspires the receivers and myself and everyone else to work as hard as he's working.
How do you think Kyle has looked at right tackle?
Last one, guys.
To be honest, I haven't been able to pay that much attention to him. I know he's enjoying it. We got a few guys banged up, so we're moving guys around. I think it's safe to say that he'll probably be on the field at one of those five positions the first game.
Do you watch hockey?
I did watch hockey. I did.
Are you into it?
Yeah. I mean, growing up, there wasn't a lot of hockey. I wasn't into it. But coming here, I think it's hard not to be. You know, the Blackhawks have a dynasty going right now, and they've got this town excited, and rightfully so. So we got to congratulate them. They're doing great things, so hopefully we can catch up at some point.
Jay, given the combination that we saw with the offensive line last season, yeah, much different now, what components intrigue you about this group in the early going?
Very versatile. You know, we got Vlad in there now, Slaw, Charles Leno's playing left, Kyle's playing right tackle. So we got a lot of moving parts, and we've got some guys in the second group that can play as well. So it's going to be just a matter of sorting through all those guys, finding our good 7-8 guys that we feel really comfortable with. But I think right now, that group, you just got to be happy with the way they're competing out there, with some of the injuries we've had, and holding guys out and moving guys in different spots. They've been really resilient, and they're doing a good job.